Today on Wings, the conclusion of Violet Gonda's interview with prominent Afghani journalist, feminist, and peace activist Najiba Ayubi, who fled the country in late 2021 as the Taliban assumed power. Her topics this week include the uneven history of media freedom in Afghanistan over the past 20 years, her meeting with Taliban negotiators, and her hopes for world support for a better future for the country's women.
Only stopping fighting or war is not enough for having peace in a country. We need food, we need job, we need freedom of expression, we need our media. All these things is needing in a society.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings.
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
I know for sure, as we said right at the beginning, that you never actually wanted to leave Afghanistan.
Yes.
But you had to, because you and some of our colleagues there started receiving death threats. But what then happens if most of the vocal journalists or activists leave the country? Who stays behind to cover, and how safe are they?
Before coming Taliban to Kabul, this issue was started from Helmand province, from some other parts of country, because journalists was under threat. And you know, some our very good colleagues was killed in Lashkar Gah, in Kandahar, and some other places. And on that time, the committee to protect journalists decided to bring these journalists from different provinces to Kabul. And when they come to Kabul, the place that these journalists work, like Lashkar Gah or Helmand or Oruzgan or Kandahar, these part provinces become without journalists. And after that, it was very difficult to reach to some exact news which happened in these provinces. It was a difficulty which we feel before Taliban entering in Kabul city. But after Taliban came, the scary situation came up, and a big number of experienced journalists and talented journalists left Afghanistan. And this is also a big concern, because right now, a lot of things happen in different parts of Afghanistan, but there is no news. Why? Because we have no journalists there. Things happen, negative things happen. People are killing in different parts of Afghanistan. Too many things happen, but the news is not coming to the media because there is no journalist. But thanks to social media, some of these things coming to the Facebook or some other social media. But the fact checking is very difficult. How we know this thing happened really? Because there is no journalist to take the responsibility of that news. People are putting it in the social media, but fact checking, sometimes we don't know. Is it happened or not? I hear too many times that something happened, put in the Facebook or something, and too many people are asking, is it right? Is it really? It happened really? Because people are not trusting on the social media, but if there is reporting done by a journalist, every people know this is journalist and this news happened, and people can trust. But at least some news come, and it is good for some media houses to follow that news.
This brings me to the question about the situation before the Taliban takeover. There were talks, negotiations between the Taliban and the then government, and you were the only woman who participated in these negotiations. How did that come about, especially as a woman and a female journalist?
First, about the situation for women journalists and also for all media before coming Taliban. You know, during the last 20 years, Afghan media achieved a lot because too many journalists was active, women journalists was active, and too many free media was active in Afghanistan, TVs, radios, print media, and more than 12,000 people was work in this industry. It was a big business as well. But slowly, after 2011 and finally, especially after 2014, situation for Afghan media get changed. And slowly, the freedom of expression face a lot of limitation. Access to information become very difficult. And a lot of threats on the journalists. Even we lost a number of women and men journalists in different parts of Afghanistan. Journalists lost their life because of their jobs. Slowly, these things become very serious. And the last 2 years, even before Taliban, a number of journalists and civil society activists was targeted. And too many people was killed in different parts of Afghanistan. The situation was very scary, and we didn't know who is killing us. This was very important part of the story. Nobody take responsibility. They killed people. Journalists was killed in the different provinces, even in Kabul, Ninghar, Helmand, Kandahar, and other provinces. But nobody take the responsibility, and we didn't know who is our enemy. Everyone was blamed the other side. Government said Taliban killing the journalist, and Taliban said, no, we are not these journalists killing by government. That is why everyone feel a lot of threats. And we did a lot of limitation on our movement on that time. We protected our offices with a lot of guards and also concrete walls and protections and too many things. We did because we really were in danger on that time. But when Taliban came, as I told before, a number of journalists left country, journalists and also civil society, and also army people and the people which they work with, embassies and the international civil society or NGOs, and too many people went out. Situation for the media right now is access to information is really a big difficulty now. We had this problem during last regimes as well, but now it is the limitation is very high. The freedom of expression is under question now because there is a lot of things media can't cover it because they are under threat and they feel scary because they think they have no protection. We never think before that the media of Afghanistan feel like this because we had a freedom of expression which had no example in our neighborhoods. Even in the Asia, we had a very good freedom of expression. We had difficulties, but the level of freedom was very high, and we was free to talk about the president, about the corruption, about the ministers, about MPs, everyone. We take the risk, but we talk about that. We reported about the corruption cases, about the frauds, about the many things which happen in the palace or in the ministries everywhere. But now, it is very difficult. The situation became very difficult, and Taliban want to put a lot of limitation on the media. They have issued some 8 items that they ask the media to do what and don't do what.
According to Human Rights Watch, the Taliban Ministry of Information and Culture distributed media regulations in September. These prohibit reports that are contrary to Islam, insult national figures, or distort news content. Media are directed to ensure that their reporting is balanced, but not report on matters that have not been confirmed by officials or could have a negative impact on the public's attitude. Outlets are also ordered to, quote, prepare detailed reports with the new government regulatory body before publication. In November, Deutsche Welle reported that the Taliban's Ministry for the Promotion of Virtue and Prevention of Vice, which replaced the Ministry of Women's Affairs, has ordered media not to show dramas or soap operas featuring women actors. Women TV journalists, however, are allowed to present their reports if they wear the Islamic hijab. On Wings, you're listening to an interview with Najiba Ayubi, a prominent Afghani journalist now in exile. She spoke to Violet Gonda in December 2021.
So, Najiba, how were you able to participate in these talks in March, especially as you're a woman and also you're a journalist? And these were historic talks between the Taliban and the government, the then government.
Oh, yeah. There was a trip of President Ashraf Ghani to Doha, and he wanted to talk with the Doha Qatar officials. On that day, we contacted the people and Ministry of Foreign Affairs. We means a consortium, Afghan media consortium. 10 media was members, 11 or 10 media was members of this consortium. And we contacted government and we wanted to go to Doha as well and talk with Taliban and also talk with representative of US and also with officials of Afghanistan. And they accepted and they put us in the travel plan. And we 10 people or 11 people went to Doha. When we went there, first we had a meeting with President Ashraf Ghani and also with his deputy, Amrullah Saleh. We had a meeting with them. After that, we had a meeting with negotiation team members, which was a very good, long and good meeting, informative meeting. Because on that meeting, we find out how Taliban are acting during the negotiations. And this team of negotiation talk about what they are feeling and how they are talking with Taliban and what Taliban thinking about the future of Afghanistan and these things. After that, we had another meeting with Zalmay Khalilzad, which was the special representative of U.S., and also General Miller, which was the head of NATO in Afghanistan. We had the meeting with them. At the end of the day, in the morning, we contacted Taliban in Doha, and we asked them, we want to meet you. And 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they sent 2 persons and 2 cars to us in our hotel. The hotel, which was the president was there, we were there, the negotiation team was there, Zalmay Khalilzad and General Miller was there. All these people was in the same hotel, and Taliban sent 2 persons with 2 cars for us to go to their place. We went, all these media leaders, we went to Taliban place, which was a guest house of Taliban. When we entered to the guest house, they host us very well, and they provided fruits and tea, and they did a very good behavior with us. And we sat together, and our colleagues asked me to start the talks. And I started and talked for around 8 or 10 minutes and talked with them and said, during this talk, I said, see, we Afghan people need to have a good life like other people of around the world. Our children have the right to do education, or we need to be a good country of the world, and our life have to be, we need the development, we need this and this and this. And finally, after me, Other colleagues also started talking with Taliban. And one of my colleagues asked on that day from the one of these Taliban, it was that group of Taliban, my colleagues, which was from a TV, he asked, what do you think about Afghan media? And the Talib answer was very interesting on that day. And after, I think, sometime when I think about that time, I think somehow I disturb, because I think this question, really this question was affecting the situation which we feel afterward. I hope it was not like that. The Talib answer was very interesting. The Talib said, we know media is very dangerous. If they want, they can destroy a government. He said like that. And finally, we had a 2.5 hours talk with Taliban on that day, which was very good for both of us. And when we come out from this talks, very soon Taliban put this news in their website. On that time, some government officials was not happy with this. So they asked us, why you people meet Taliban? Because you come with the team of the president and you have to not talk with Taliban. And we said, no, we are free media and we want to talk with different part of the war and with different part of the peace. On that time, these people which we met them, they were negotiation team of Taliban. And in the same day, we have met three part, Afghan government, a U.S. representative and NATO representative, and also Taliban. And we had a picture on that time from meeting of these three side. And we find out that Afghanistan is not on good track.
So, you know, you've spent a large part of your career trying to encourage and support women journalists in a male-dominated society. So how do you feel right now with all that's happened, especially in the last few months, because the silencing of journalists continues? And now that you yourself have also been forced out of the country, what happens then? What happens now? Do you continue doing your work from exile? You are the editor of the Kilid Group. So what can you say about this?
Believe me, I and the entire people which they come out from Afghanistan in this incident, our thoughts is in Afghanistan. Our body is outside of Afghanistan. Our thoughts, our thinking about our plan, everything we are thinking about our country. And we still, I didn't come here to remain forever, because I hear sometime from some people, they are saying that these civil society activists and journalists, when they went out from Afghanistan, they went because of the bitter life. Better life for me is my country, in my house, in my office, with my people, with my neighbors, with my colleagues. We think we will go back to our country and we will continue our work, our activities. We want to build our country. And we know this situation which come, we feel many times in Afghanistan, many times it is up and down things. But I'm really concerned about the achievement we lost. We achieved too many things during 20 years. But still, I'm hopeful for my country, because the things, the work and the achievement we had during this 20 years back, it was effective. You can see now a lot of women coming on the street right now, and they ask for their rights, for their education right, for their work right, for their personal life. They are talking with the Taliban very openly. Even their number is small, but it is effectiveness of this work which we did during 20 years. Because last time, in 20 years back, which Taliban was in country, there was no woman come on the street. But now, people or women coming on the street and they are asking because of their right. And this make us hope, and we think now people are awake and they are aware from their rights, especially women. But regarding the news and the freedom of expression, right now I'm concerned because we lost a lot of arrangement. The system is disturbed. If I can't say destroyed, I can say the system which we built for free media, for free news, for the these things is a little bit disturbed, and we don't have the proper system which we had 3 months ago. But I'm still hopeful because there is a lot of men and women journalists and activists. They are still working. They are trying to keep alive the media and the freedom of expression, the news. I know it is a difficult time, but I'm also, I think this will be not for a long time.
Mm. And we are all thinking about you and our colleagues who are now, you know, scattered all over the world. Have you settled yet in America there? And also, have you had a chance to, even since you're the chapter head of IWAT Afghanistan, and you did mention that several of our members were able to be relocated or to be evacuated. Do you know where they are and how they are?
Yes, actually, Violet, I'm in contact with a lot of them, which are inside of Afghanistan or outside. I'm in contact with them. Some of them are in Ireland, in Canada, in UK, and also in US. But some of them are in Afghanistan. I'm in contact with them and want to help them. But we are disconnected with some of them in Afghanistan, and we still don't know where they are. But with a lot of them, I am in contact. But I think sometime we need to have a solution for all these things which happen in Afghanistan. Like, Taliban have to rethink about the media and about freedom of expression in Afghanistan and access to information. Because a country government without freedom of expression, without the free media, they can't do anything. And they have to see their picture in the mirror of the media. And after that, they can edit the wrong things in their government. And Taliban have to rethink about these things.
That's true. And if you had a chance to speak to the media watchdogs, media pressure groups, other organizations that could help, what would be your message to them based on the experiences so far?
Violet, I think right now we need a very strong unity with other journalists around the world. Support of Afghan journalists in different parts of the world and also in Afghanistan is very necessary, because the people which they left Afghanistan, they are not resettled yet, and they feel a lot of pressure during these months, and they need help. And the people which are inside of Afghanistan, they also need support and help. And the unity have to be kept and be increased. And journalists around the world can put pressure on the governments and decision makers on the level of the world that they have to take care about Afghanistan and what happened in Afghanistan. Because it is very disturbing. I think every day in Afghanistan, we lost a lot of people in targeting killing in Afghanistan. And no news coming up on the, even in the foreign media. the world can't be quiet about Afghanistan. Afghanistan is part of the world. The activists, the woman journalists, the woman students, they all are in the house and they can't go to school. And the world is quiet about that. This quietness is killing us. This quietness of the world killing Afghan women, Afghan people. Please break the quietness. Afghanistan is in a very dangerous situation, especially women and youths and the students, the women students, they have not the right to go to school. Please put pressure on the Taliban to start education for Afghan women. Please ask them to allow women to go and work. Even in any condition they want, they have to allow women to go to their job back. Come on their job, because a lot of women right now, they have no income. How they remain alive? A number of women, the widows, they don't have any men in their houses to work for them, to bring money and food for them. They have to work. And Taliban need to rethink about all these things. Give the right to the woman in Afghanistan. Give the right of education to Afghan women. Give the right of work to Afghan women. And it is good if we have peace in Afghanistan. But at the same time, only stopping fighting or war is not enough for having peace in a country. We need food, we need job, we need freedom of expression, we need our media. All these things is needing in a society.
That was Najiba Ayubi, the editor of the Kilid Group in Afghanistan and the chapter head of the International Association of Women in Radio and TV for Afghanistan. Najiba has been fighting for freedom of expression before, during, and after the Taliban takeover. And we wish you all the best in America, where you are presently stationed, and hope that there's a solution in the near future so that you get to go back home and do the work that you love so much, Najiba. Do take care.
Thank you, Violet. Thank you very much.
A one-hour video of this discussion between Violet Gonda and Najiba Ayubi is available on YouTube. Search for Hot Seat with Violet Gonda. The Afghani media outlet where Ayubi still works is called the Kilid Group, K-I-L-L-I-D. Their Facebook page is active, and Facebook provides translation of the posts into English, so you can see some of the things they are daring to print. This includes stories about outside agencies seeking information about missing women, an opposition party calling for restoration of women's rights, negotiations among Afghanistan, Pakistan, and China, measures being taken to try to control inflation, deliver fuel, and clean up garbage, and a discussion taking place about restoration of the media freedom policy that was in place before the Taliban returned to power. Wings thanks our supporters, including your local community radio stations, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughn, whose work can be found on the website gifteconomy.com. That's gift-economy.com. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album A Circle Is Cast. I'm Wings series producer Frida Worden. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.